So, imagine it's 14 billion years ago. And something happened. Imagine there's nothing. And then something happened. Out of nowhere, nothing, no time, no space, nothing. This thing went kind of like an idea happening out of nowhere. Like, you've all had that. You've all had a thought come out of nowhere. It just comes. Or a feeling. Or a sound. Just and imagine that this thing that happens takes on enormous velocity. An enormously powerful thought or idea that's going to change everything. Like, it isn't even formed yet. It's just like, and it just starts filling time and space, or in a certain sense, creating time and space, because it comes out of nowhere. There's no time and space already here. It's just evolving out of nothing, and it's forming, and it's finding, as it forms, extraordinary dynamic energies, and it's going, and it's making noises, and it's colliding with itself, and it's changing, and it's transforming, and it's stuff is emerging, and it's fiery, and it's hard, and it's dynamic, and it cools off, and then it explodes again, and it cools off. So all this is going on. All this is going on, and it goes on for 14 billion years. And somewhere at the far, far reaches of its own explosive development, these lights form. And in the middle of all of these lights are billions of suns, moments of powerful consciousness forming. And out of that, these things get expelled into the circles and spaces and all this, and this little thing coheres, this little tiny thing coheres, and it's like a planet. It's like a little ball. And another little ball is moving around it, and there's lots of little balls everywhere, and they're forming. And on that little ball, there's just fire and hot metal. And then that metal starts to cool. And somehow, moisture arises. And out of that moisture comes these tiny little specks of movement that are kind of like living things, like organisms. And they just start to emerge, and they start to cohere, and things cool off, and water happens, and these things move through water. And then they start to get together, and they form more complicated organisms. And these organisms become like fish. And you all, you know where this is going. I don't want to overload you with this idea, but this fish comes out of the water, and all these other life forms start to emerge, these incredible life forms. And some live and some die. Some work, some don't work. Some are fantastic, some are awful. All of these strange things are happening. You know, and some of these things start to eat each other and devour each other, and they devour things that have been grown, and things grow and fall apart, and things work and don't work. It's really kind of an amazing space. And then this happens. This thing happens called people. People happen, and they start to slowly begin to congregate in families and villages and tribes and nations, and they start to experience things like thought and desire and feeling, all of which somehow radiates out of that original Big Bang. Out of that original explosion of being comes all of this thing we call manifested form, the world that we live in. And there we are, these incredible creatures crawling on the face of this planet. And we're all here, and we're all here trying to figure this thing out. Huge questions come from the very beginning. How do we get here? Who are we? What is this? How did it happen? And what do we do about this being here? This vastness of space, time, energy has created these tiny little creatures that are trying to have an understanding, who are wondering about life itself, about the emergence of life itself. There are lots of explanations of what this is. This journey appears to be happening for a reason. It appears to have purpose. It appears to be heading towards something. What is that thing? One of the pinnacles of understanding in this journey may be something we are arriving at culturally in very small pieces, which is very powerful, which is an awareness that on some level none of this exists, that it may be a dream. It may be a thought. There may be infinite reasons for it having happened. We don't know. It may be that its whole goal has been to create us. That 14 billion years of experimentation has made this happen. And in this happening, we have found who we are, and this is still going on. And in the remarkable realm of non-dualism and non-dualistic thought, we are led to understand that there is no us in it. What's going on here? What is this thing? Why have we come here? Why have we come here to find out that this isn't happening? Is that the lesson? Is that what it's all about? That it's just an illusion. A fantasy, Maya, the play of reality. Let me tell you, let's imagine that instead of you being a single separate entity trying to figure it out, you are the entirety. You are one with all that is, that you are the very thing that exploded into being and has evolved through time and space and through the creation of time and space into this very moment. This moment. Let's now take you out of the equation. Let's say there is no you in it, meaning a separate entity. What's left? Everything. It's all still here. The incredible thing about awakening is that it's still here. You're still here. Now what? You have this experience of being nothing, and yet there's this body, there's a sky, there's a sun, there's this room, there's everything is still here. That's a very strange situation. You've had a spiritual awakening that you don't exist, and then you have all of this still around. It may be, absent you, totality remains. Absent you, the absolute continues. There is this. There is this. And perhaps, by absenting yourself from the equation, this becomes all the more amazing, if you will, all the more dynamic, all the more real. This is. It may be that the whole purpose of the universe, the whole purpose was to manifest this as its pinnacle of expression, that it came into being for this, that all of this is about you and the absence of you, is about you discovering yourself both as part of it and then free of it. But it's still here, and you are that which is. You are all there is. Once you stop being that which is separate from it, that which can comprehend it, that which gets it, once you let go of all of that, you just are. And you are all that ever has been or ever will be from the beginning of time, packed back into no time. I tell you all this because there's an enormous desire on the part of all of us sentient human beings to understand us, ourselves, to experience what it means to feel so deeply, to experience such unbelievable senses of being, fear, joy, exaltation, terror, beauty, love. All of that has come into being. And whether there's an us in it or there's no us in it, it's there. It exists. We are one with all of that. That's what we are. This whole spiritual desire to get there is in a sense kind of meaningless because it projects a there that isn't here. It projects something that is basically mind-made, that is built into your system, that will tell you that you're trying to arrive at something other. And the great teaching of non-dualism is you've arrived. But what you have arrived at is this. And what this is what it is. And it is a miracle of existence. This very space, this very body that you're in, this chair you're sitting on, this roof over your head, this protection of you from the elements, all of this is miraculous awareness, miraculous being. But it's also what is. This is it. This is what is. Trying to get anywhere but here, in a way, denies the miracle of this. This is who you are. Look around you. Feel into the reality of all this. What am I? Well, you have a lot of story. There's a lot of story in you. Your life, my problem, my struggle, this is how I went through. It's very individualized, it's very unique, it's very purposeful, it's very separate from everything else. It's your journey. But your journey is absolutely crucial and essential and one with what is. So it's not like you are in a journey that's separate from and in some way divorced from life. It is at the core of what this is. Much of what we experience in life is very troubled. It's really hard. I'm in touch with so many people now who are giving me their stories, and it's like, oh my God, how do people make it through this cauldron of feeling and experience? Not easy. The level of real, honest suffering out there is tremendous. And we look at it as though it's somehow the sign of something dark and bad. We look at this idea of attainment, of Buddhahood, Christ consciousness, something we can aspire to, that we can get to, that will allow us freedom from the cauldron of fire and ice and density of matter that we find ourselves to be. And so we're constantly looking to escape this thing that we are in some idea that some of the great teachers of the world say is possible. But none of them said, escape this. They didn't say, escape this. They said, love your neighbor as yourself. The real teachings of the great teachers are to simply accept what is, not run from it. Take it all on. Take and bear the suffering because it does something. It does something really powerful. And what it does is it has two choices. One, you find a way to deaden yourself to it, or another is you go yes, yes, yes to the density and the depth and the power of it. And what it does is it brings you into this very remarkable space within you that is the space that is exactly like the space from which the entire universe came. It's this space of deep, deep stillness, availability, openness, potential, nothingness. And when you find yourself being pushed back into that space, that nothingness begins to pervade your being, and you start to have a very different perception of matter, of manifestation, of substance. Suddenly, it's all there, and it's all real, and it's all substantial, but you are also fully aware that it has no substance, and in a sense, no reality. Reality is wildly dualistic. It's full and empty simultaneously. It's beautiful and ugly simultaneously. It's rich and impoverished simultaneously. It's at war with itself and in absolute peace at the same time. How do you describe this thing to yourself? How do you understand this thing? You can't. You can't. You can try. You can write books about it. You can create religions about it. But mostly, the great religions, the great teachings are very simple. This is not comprehensible. It just is. Be with what is. Be what is. You are what is. And that what isness begins to have profound impact. The worst suffering carries you deep into stillness, and the greatest joy opens you up into something that ultimately is stillness. Unbodied, unknowable, inexpressible, pure being. That's what we are. It's what we are. You will not know this by looking to find it in the future. You will not know this by sitting in such meditation that you have denied yourself the world. You will know it by being here. Being here. Because that's where you are. It's who you are. You can run, you can't hide. This is it. This is it. You are it now as we speak. You are that which 14 billion years, and that's just one cycle, I suspect, in the Buddhist sense, Tibetan Buddhist sense. It's just one kalpa. It's one manifestation. But you are that. You are that right now. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't use spiritual life as a way to seek your way out of this. The only thing you will find is this, because it's all there is. Everything that tries to mystify life, to create a mystical understanding of the universe, is going to betray you, because it will make it all inaccessible on some level. It's not inaccessible at all. It's very real. It's solid. One of the things I loved about my teacher, Rudy, is he said, the whole purpose of opening your chakras to the universe, to the world, to get all of your centers open to life, is to make you a whole person. He said, that's the beginning of your spiritual life, not the goal. Be real and be here and let this thing unfold and happen. You almost really don't have a choice. The only choice you have is how you pretend to interact with it. You can turn it into gobbledygook, you can turn it into mystical this, you can turn it into that, you can turn it into this teaching and that teaching. It's really just be real with what you are, with what is. Be here. I know almost everyone I talk to, especially in the non-dual world, those who want to have awakening, as though that's going to add to your self, that's going to clarify everything, the absence of self. Oh, if I could only get free of me, I would be happy. That's such a crock. You know, it's not like that. It's just not like that. Absence of self is not the denial of self, it's the self within the context of self. It's the vastness of self. It's what you are. You know, it's not, you're not trying to create psychic suicide to, oh, I don't exist anymore. It's to embrace what you are so you can embrace what everything is. Life is a miracle of creation, and it has created you and us as a singular unknowable thing, an unknowable manifestation, and we are it. And the things we start to do and realize here are so powerful. We can do things like kill each other. And if you want to experience power, I have never done it, but I hear from people who have, killing another person is unbelievably powerful, godlike. But it has consequence, it has terrible consequence. Killing people disturbs your system. And you know, people with PTSD, people who suffer watching people killed, people who get killed, we look at it on the news with great fascination. All of this horrible stuff going on around us, and it's like, you know, we wouldn't have movies without it. We wouldn't have books. We wouldn't have literature. We wouldn't have anything without the dynamic of horrible events going on in our lives. They're part of the dynamic of the world. Why not? The universe was not formed as an act of peace. It didn't go, here we are. It was explosive and dynamic, and it created collisions and terrible things. That's the world. But it also created love. It also created peace. It created joy and beauty. And the fact that that emerged is the greatest of all miracles. And we are walking around in that. And we have this ability, kind of, to choose which part of the creation we wish to embrace. We have that. Why? Because we are the totality. We can be part of the disruptive, explosive, colliding, impactful part of the universe, or we can be part of the joyful center of being and sweetness and spiritual awareness. Or you can realize you're the whole thing. There is no two. There's no other. And we're all here. This is all happening for us to know what we are. Not to know it necessarily intellectually, although that's fine. There's lots of books published and we all have read them, and some of them speak to us directly and some of us don't speak to us. You know, but it's all the individual psyches trying to figure it out. Do you think that's a mistake? Do you think we're all made separate for a mistake? No, it's a way for us to understand. But ultimately, as you go deeper and deeper, you have to give up understanding. Because for you to understand something means there's a you and an it. And what happens spiritually is the you and it turn into one thing. So it is no longer understandable, it is just experiential and in a sense knowable, because we have this awareness and consciousness, and that awareness knows. It knows. When you finally arrive at the absence of self, the arrival at totality and the absolute, you are one with miraculous creation. You are that. And it's not something that happened 14 billion years ago. It's happening as we speak. It keeps happening. It's happening. And how is it happening? Through you. It's happening through you. You are the force of creation. You are the source of creation. You are what is. Don't make this magical and unattainable. Don't make yourself lesser than another person who you think has it. Arrive at this. Just arrive at this, because it is what is. Understand the great Hindu teaching, even this, even this, even this. It's so important. If and when you evaporates as a separate idea, if and when that happens, you know, wonderful. The truth is, you don't exist as you think you do. The awareness of that will be a great gift. But the gift doesn't go away if you haven't been aware of it. This is still the gift. This, you're in it. Make yourself aware of it. Make yourself aware and grateful. Tell yourself how lucky you are that for 14 billion years the universe has been working to make you. Figure that out. Don't just take it as a bizarre fact. Own it. Own it. Own the sense that you have these amazing capacities to choose how to live, what to do, how to make choices every day. You have these capacities. If life creates obstruction, figure it out. That's part of it. Do you think those collisions that were happening at the beginning of the universe have stopped happening? No, they're happening in you. Those dynamic forces are happening in you. That's what you are. You are those forces. You're all of that happening alive and right now. And it's hard. It's hard. Let me tell you what helps. Hugging each other helps. It really does. We have all these little simple things that help. Some people say a glass of wine. I don't drink, but yeah, why not? But there are things that help too much, you know, and they deaden you to this. That's not the goal. I mean, you may want to do it, but boy, you're going to miss the ride. You don't want to deaden yourself. Even as I said earlier, meditation can be deadening. Don't escape into meditation. Don't cut yourself off from the world and live in the cave of stillness. You know, yes, it's sweet and wonderful, but there's a world out there. And it's a real world with trees and sky and moon and tornadoes and hurricanes and ice and all that stuff. Yes, that all exists. And I have to say, 99.9% of the time, you're protected against all the difficulties of it. On some level, you're protected. And when you're not, you're not. When the time comes and it's over, it's over. Collision happens. It will happen. It will. It's a guaranteed. And what's so incredible about that is that knowing that makes it all so much more unbelievably extraordinary. I have to say, I've arrived at a really interesting point in my life, and I don't know what to say about it. It's not exactly comfortable. It's absolute dualities intersecting all the time. I am feeling joy and sadness in equal measure all day long. I am aware of beauty and ugliness, love and hatred, all of it in myself. And I'm aware of it all day, and I'm going, I don't even know what to do with it. It's so precious and so awful. It's so vast and so minusculely small. It's so everything. And I realize I am that. I am these forces. What does one do with these forces? Well, they have me sitting here talking to you. That's, I don't know what else to do with it. I don't know. I hug my grandchildren. I know they're going to grow up and to have really complicated lives like all of us. They're so pure and so beautiful and so amazing. And yet there is within them all of this stuff already. You know, my grandson loves me. He can't wait to bite me. You know, and he loves to watch how that provokes something. You know, there's something so exquisitely beautiful and awful going on all the time. All the time. And I have no way to segment any of it anymore. I don't have any controlling factors. One of the great gifts is all of my memory has fallen away. My consciousness or my awareness brings up stuff when it needs to. It tells me, don't make that left turn because you're gonna go the wrong way. It just tells me that. I don't remember it, it just tells me. And it tells me, don't forget to bring, I don't know, your toothpaste on your travel. You know, because I could easily walk out of the house forgetting the toothpaste, but I go, why did this thing just say toothpaste? It does that. There's something remarkable that's always working for us. And it's extraordinary to watch how it evolves and how it happens. We are in this living cauldron of duality. And yet, the moment you say yes to it all, it's not two. It's one thing. It's one. It's one. And you will get to know that. You are that. And if you let go of yourself, it's not to free yourself of the duality, it's to embrace it all. It is to realize you are everything there is, including, you know, ISIS, Putin, Obama, you know, to use the big notes, you know, you are that. How is it you became ISIS? Ask yourself that. Okay. How did I become ISIS? Where is that in me? Not in somebody else. Where is that in your story? How did that fit in? It's all what you are. What do you do about it? Well, I can't imagine you're going to get up and arm yourself and go there. I don't think you guys are prepared. I'm not prepared for that. How do you deal with that in the world? I will tell you, like I said a minute ago, hug people. Hug people. You do your part. Bring the love in. We all have a part to do in this enormous, vast world of dualities. We all have our part, and you can choose the path. Your path is your path, and it will take work, and it will be hard, because you show me anyone who doesn't have it hard. Somebody criticized me online the other day for talking about all of this stuff because I haven't suffered enough, because I'm a rich guru, he called me, a rich teacher. And let me acknowledge quickly, I mean, there's levels of rich, you know, everybody has them. I'm a very comfortable guru, if you will, and I'm not a guru. I'm not a guru. I'm just a guy talking. But no one is spared the toughness of life. No one is spared suffering. Nobody, as far as I can tell. But the one thing Rudy taught me, which was really wonderful, He said, you can't let go of what you haven't had. And the great thing that I can teach from is what it means to have, because I have learned that what you have does not satisfy. That I have everything I've ever wanted, and all I can tell you is it's not what I was looking for. What I was looking for, what I have found, is the oneness of being. That's what I found. Everything I've ever earned or gained, I'm going to have to be given away. You all know that. Everything you get goes. You don't take anything with you. Having had it has taught me that what you're looking for is beyond that. If you're looking for fame, get it, because you're going to discover it doesn't satisfy. If you're looking for riches, get it, because you're going to realize riches do not provide. If you feel you have not gotten what you wanted and you're attached to that, that's going to create its own suffering. You know, if you get attached to not having, it's worse than being attached to having. You have to let go of everything and just accept this is what it is. This is what it is. The minute you do that, freedom, if you will, happens. You can only teach from the place you know, so I'm teaching from the place I know. If you want to go to people who've suffered more, find them. I'm sure they're out there. The truth is, everyone will bring you their truth, the best they can, and none of us have the truth. None of us have the truth, because it's not speakable, it's not knowable, it's not attainable. It is, it just is. If you want to look at truth, open your eyes. There it is. This is the truth. This is the truth. Uninterpreted, unencumbered, simple statement of being. This is the truth. You're looking at it. You're living it. You are it. That's as close as you're going to get. The minute you understand it, you've just separated from it. The minute you think you have it, there's two, and that's not truth. Truth is singular, and you are the truth. But don't listen to me say that, because that just makes it worse. Just live it, be it. So you get the idea of what I'm talking about today. I could go on for 20 hours saying the same thing over and over. I would love for it to impact. I would love for these words to land somewhere where you finally go, ah. And then you're done. I mean, you're not done because you're still here, but you'll have a way to live your life. You'll live your life knowing one way or another you are at the heart of a miracle that has taken 14 billion years to manifest and has created this incredible moment of cohesion and manifestation and form out of chaos, out of lack of manifestation, out of nothingness. Wow. Wow. This is that moment. You're in that moment. You are that moment. Figure it out. Figure out what to do, how to live it. Because it's, I mean, it's the ultimate gift, and you're it. Any questions? I don't know how else to say it, and I guess you've all heard it enough. Thank you for listening. Next week, same time, same station. See you there.